And you're listening to VPR. Good afternoon. I'm Alex Keefe. The release of a high-risk sex offender from prison last week is again raising questions about Vermont's sex offender laws. Inmate Richard Laws was set free because he maxed out his sentence, even though he refused treatment in prison. Now, there is a statute that lets the state keep prisoners like that behind bars, but it was passed after Laws was sentenced. So is there an appetite in Montpelier for even stricter laws on sex offenders now? Today we're talking with Democratic State Senator Dick Sears. He chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator, welcome.
Thank you.
First off, I'm hoping you could help us understand a bit more about the legal aspects of the Laws case. Why was a convicted sex offender who refused treatment and apparently still poses some risk let out of prison into the public?
Well, in 1993, he was sentenced to 20 to 35 years of imprisonment, and his sentence was reduced to approximately 22 years through the accrual of good time credit. But in 2005, the legislature enacted truth in sentencing laws, which repealed the good time. Additionally, in 2006, Vermont changed many of its sex offender laws, and so he would have been probably sentenced to a lifetime of supervision. But because you can't make those types of laws retroactive, he comes under the laws that were in effect at the time he was sentenced.
There's already been one change to the sex offender registry that's gone into law this year. You're sponsoring another one in the Senate. Tell us what these would do.
The first change was to make clear that a person like Mr. Laws, who's getting out, needs to contact the registry and report whatever he or she is going to do before they get out of jail. There was some question of whether or not he had to report within 36 hours after leaving prison. The other law is more related to the accuracy of the Internet Sex Offender Registry. Two audits by two different auditors of accounts both showed tremendous problems with the sex offender registry in terms of accuracy. So we're hopeful that these changes will improve the accuracy of the registry.
Now, Senator, some groups, including the Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, say sex offender registries as a whole don't work. Maybe there should be more of a focus on rehabilitating sex offenders like Richard Laws rather than publicizing their crimes and their whereabouts.
Well, I certainly support every effort to rehabilitate offenders, but if the offender refuses treatment, I mean, that's a non-starter for me. If Mr. Laws refused treatment, evidently claiming that he was not guilty of the crime he was convicted of, once you refuse treatment, then you are labeled as a high-risk sex offender. And the one thing we do know about internet registries and the sex offender registry in general is people that are non-compliant with the sex offender registry are much more likely to reoffend than those that are compliant with the registry.
So you think this is sort of a bellwether?
Well, it is, and that's why we put several additional requirements on those who are labeled high risk.
Senator, about a decade ago, Vermont lawmakers rejected something called civil commitment, which would basically allow the state to keep offenders in custody beyond their sentences if they were still deemed to be dangerous. After all the publicity in the Richard Laws case, do you think there's any more appetite to revisit this in Montpelier right now?
I think given that the current law was changed to the lifetime supervision, I don't think there's a lot of appetite. And civil confinement under the U.S. Constitution and several U.S. Supreme Court rulings requires the states to provide treatment again. And obviously, confinement means you keep them in some institution at a very high cost. And so that's why we chose to do the lifetime supervision rather than the civil confinement.
We've been talking with State Senator Dick Sears, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, about Vermont sex offender laws. Senator, thanks for making the time.
Thank you.